Hi, and welcome to Peer Centered, a podcast for and about peer tutoring in writing. Today I am talking to Daniel Sanford of the University of New Mexico. Daniel is the interim senior program manager for the Center for Academic Programs, and a writing center is involved in that program. But Daniel is presenting at the National Conference on Peer Tutoring in Writing in Miami coming up in November. And the title of Daniel's session is Writing Tutoring and Language Rights, Spanish and Navajo Writing Tutoring at the University of New Mexico. Hi, Daniel. How you doing?
Good. Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Let's. Why don't we start with, why don't you just tell us a little bit about your presentation? What's it all about?
Okay. So my presentation is about what we've been up to at UNM with respect to tutoring writing in non-English languages. And our approach is locally situated. It's coming out of the University of New Mexico's unique program in a couple of ways and unique background in a couple of ways. So number one, our center is a combined writing and language center. So writing center and language tutoring are together under one roof, which is unique to what you usually find. So generally, you'll walk onto a university and you'll find on one corner of campus a writing center and then somewhere else something like a language learning center. And there are very parallel conversations going on in those two places about people navigating language boundaries and navigating the transition across languages. But usually those conversations aren't happening across centers. And so that was really the goal in combining them into one program here, putting writing and language tutoring under one roof and sort of providing a holistic approach to communication as a means to access communities and writing as a language. And so that allows us to focus both on ESL and second language learners of non-English languages like Italian and Japanese and Spanish and Navajo, and also to support composition and writing focus to non-English languages. Second, New Mexico is a state with very profound ethnic and linguistic diversity, and university programming can and ought to reflect that. UNM has one of the largest second language Spanish programs in the country. It's unique in having a Spanish as a heritage language program. And there's a large focus on composition and scholarship in Spanish at UNM. At the same time, many students who have some exposure to Spanish, or even some native fluency, have never used the language as a language of the academy. Mm-hmm. So there's a clear need to support students who are navigating using Spanish for the purposes of writing, using Spanish for the purposes of an academic language. And accordingly, we've made it a huge part of our programming here. For Navajo, a huge part of revitalization efforts have been a focus on literacy, so fostering among the current generation of speakers and the next generation of speakers the idea that Navajo is a valid language for navigating the world, that Diné is a valid way of navigating life and navigating literacy and navigating language and navigating everything. And again, we want our programming to support that. You know, on another level, programs about how both Spanish and Navajo writing tutoring have been collaborations with the outstanding ethnic centers that we have at UNM. Spanish language writing tutoring has been a collaboration with El Centro de la Raza, the Hispanic Serving Ethnic Center. Navajo language writing tutoring has been a collaboration with American Indian Student Services, the Native American Serving Ethnic Center. And this is really about how successful that collaboration has been and what collaborations like this make possible. And that's another aspect. And then on the bigger level yet, the presentation is about how writing centers have a role to play in supporting that heritage languages and heritage language communities deserve a place at the table.
Yeah, that's a very interesting on the whole. You know, it relates to the idea of a student's or a person's right to their own language in that sense. Why do you think, why does a supporting a heritage language, as you say, Spanish or Navajo, Diné. Why is that important in an academic setting, do you think?
You know, in the case of Navajo and Spanish in New Mexico, these are languages that, because of their role in the demographics of the state, should have status as languages of the academy. Mm-hmm. And building on the literacy of students for whom these are native native and or heritage languages follows naturally. But on a bigger level, you know, to answer your question, why shouldn't students have a right to their own language? Mm-hmm. Mastery of new languages, mastery of new language varieties, mastery of new genres of writing, each of these follows from what students know entering the university community. University study involves joining new conversations and new communities, and that means new speech communities, and that means mastering new literacies. Mm-hmm. But new literacies build on old ones, and the literacies with which students enter the university are of value and should be valued by the university.
Well, how do you think peer tutors can apply your ideas about writing tutoring and language rights?
You know, I think that what peer tutors can do when they're trying to navigate these issues is that they can try to walk this line. They can neither ignore the reality that associations of education and prestige do exist for certain varieties of language, nor do they need to accept or pass along the notion that this follows from some inherent superiority of a language or of its speakers. What language is and what writing is a way to access a community. And, you know, that could be speakers of Italian or the community defined by speakers of Italian. It could be the community defined by the academic discipline of sociology or architecture, or that community could be the professional community of engineers. Language is a tool to be manipulated and used shrewdly to establish one's ethos as a member of the conversation. And to me, the Writing Center's work is to help people to develop the tools to do that, to join the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because oftentimes we, as you said, we privilege English so much as the only language, right, of the academy. But as we are seeing more and more international students or more refugee students, or in fact natives who speak, say, Spanish as one of their primary languages, or Navajo, it seems like it's becoming more and more relevant that English is not the only language of the academy.
Absolutely. And let's reflect the linguistic diversity of the students who are entering our universities. And let's also, you know, as Writing Center directors and Writing Center people and composition and rhetoric folks, let's really play a hand in fostering positive language attitudes among the students who are working with, and maybe building a new generation that can go out and change some of these language policies.
Well, one last question is, what are you looking forward to at this year's NCPTW?
I'm looking forward to Brian Fallon's keynote address. I'm looking forward to great conversations coming out of this talk and other talks on what Writing Centers are and what Writing Centers do and what exactly their place is. Looking forward to exposure to research that pushes Writing Center theory forward. And as much as anything else, I'm looking forward to exploring Miami. I haven't been there before. It sounds like a great, great place.
Yeah, it should be. It should be quite an exciting time. I've been, in doing these interviews, I've been looking quite heavily through the program, and I'm very impressed this year. It's going to be a fantastic program, and I'm really looking forward to going to your session and learning a lot more about language and language rights and how we can foster better communication between us and our students. Thank you again, Daniel, and we'll see you in Miami.
Okay, fantastic. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Peer Centered is a production of the Salt Lake Community College Student Writing Center. Music for today's podcast was by Rat Attack.